This coming Monday, November 4th, Baltimore's Everyman Theater will kick off a new series of play readings dedicated to local playwrights with the tantalizing title of Script Tease. First up is Glitter in the Glass by nationally acclaimed Baltimore-bred R. Eric Thomas. The reading is Monday at 7, with tickets pay what you will, with a cocktail social hour before at 6 p.m. It's directed by Gerard Alex Taylor and will be followed by a Q&A with the playwright. To talk more about it, I am thrilled to welcome to WBJC the playwright, the man himself, R. Eric Thomas.
Hi, Gavin. It's so good to talk to you.
I'm thrilled that this is being featured. I'm thrilled to get to chat with you about it. Your new play explores the struggles and aspirations of a Baltimore-based artist, wrestling with some artist block, wrestling with a complicated family, and wrestling with layers of history here at home that in so many ways mirror the complexities of American history writ large, which is no small task for our heroine and no small task for you as the playwright. This to me sounds like a very personal story, deeply imbued with local detail, as so often in your work. How do you think that personal side plays out for you on a larger stage? How does that Baltimore-ness and artist-ness resonate for you as you tell a story to the wider world?
That has kind of been at the core of the work that I've done on this particular play for, I want to say, the last 7 years. And origins of this play were that moment when the city took down all of the Confederate monuments in the middle of the night. I love that things happen in Baltimore in the middle of the night. The cults left in the middle of the night. The statues leave. We don't do anything in the daylight. And I think that's an interesting way of running a city. And I have really struggled as an artist myself to find my way into the debate that that sparked. And as somebody who grew up in Baltimore and is very aware of the city as a city of bubbles, a city of neighborhoods, and a city of sort of ongoing conversations, I both knew implicitly what I wanted to talk about, and also I sort of lacked the vocabulary. And so I spent a long time trying to construct a way in for myself. And so one of the ways in for this play is comedy, is humor. And the other way in is to sort of put the challenge to another artist. For a long time, I thought, oh, I have to solve this problem. I have to solve this problem of Confederate monuments and of a city and of gentrification and upwardly mobile Black citizens in Baltimore. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not running for mayor. This is not my problem to solve. So a lot of it is sort of creating a fictional frame that feels both tantalizing to an audience as well as immediately graspable, both as something that's local and also something that's inherently theatrical.
Displacing the question rather than trying to pursue a solution that you've discovered allows audience members to find their own way in because it's a very active question. Perhaps not everyone sitting out there will be wrestling with artist block. Perhaps not everyone will be finding their own journey towards solving gentrification. But that idea of being part of a community, being an active and engaged part of a community, of being an informed citizen, or of just navigating how do I take responsibility in and for my life and how it resonates with other people, family, and otherwise. By putting that on stage as an active question, you allow a lot of space for us.
I have started to think more and more about theater as public art. It's a participatory form, and it's also can be very personal. But when you think about theater the way you think about a mural, perhaps, this is something that I've sort of learned from an organization called Monument Lab, which is based in Philadelphia. And then there's a program in Philadelphia called the Mural Arts Program. And so I went to a conference to learn more about public art. And one of the things that's true about good mural practice is that it's not just a painting that goes up on the side of a building. It is the product of months, years of community conversations, and then different access points for community members. So that when the painting goes up, and sometimes community members are doing the painting or the applying themselves, they are invested. We are invested. And so I think of theater in that same way for many playwrights, but I think especially for playwrights who are writing about otherness, there is this expectation that we will solve something for the audience. And I think a good play is about a question. And I think that question lives with you when you leave the theater. You get the dramatic question resolved, but the larger questions of what it is to be a human remains for you to mull over. And that's the public art part of it, I think. And that's what's most exciting to me.
And I think ultimately then exciting for us. I've been speaking with R. Eric Thomas, playwright of the new Glitter in the Glass, which will have its first reading at Everyman Theatre as part of their new reading series, Scriptees, at 7 o'clock Monday, November 4th. For more information, you can go to everymantheatre.org. Thank you so much, Eric, for your time today.
Thank you.